Force Nostalgia Podcast. My name is Ben. I go by Silk in the Game. I'm the creator of Nostalgia. And I'm here with our other team member, Jared, who you all know as Balzac.
Hello, this is Jared, a.k.a. Balzac.
Jared is obviously also a Silk Game staff member. And we're doing this podcast and future podcasts because it's easier for us to kind of talk about the game in a conversational way and touch on a lot of different topics and kind of give you a general idea of what's going on and where we're headed with it. And in future podcasts, to take questions and answer questions on the podcast. Super exciting.
Maybe we could even have like a special guest or something.
We could have a special guest. That would be pretty sexy. I'm not sure who our guest would be.
Somebody famous, probably.
Sweet. We should have Spiff be a guest. That would be Spiff, our other development team member, who does a lot of the coding and who...
He does actual development, unlike me.
Yeah. Yes, he does something for the game. So what we want to talk about today are how things have been going so far. And what our plans are for kind of the immediate future of Nostalgia and our longer term kind of goals. I get a lot of questions when I log into the game, and Jared does too.
First of all, I think Nostalgia's doing fairly well right now, because one night in February I went to bed. I was on the game. There was about 15 people on, maybe. It was a pretty busy night. And then around 1 o'clock p.m. I woke up. The next day.
1 o'clock p.m.
And you woke me up, actually, with a call.
I did.
Like, hey, Nostalgia is kind of, you should probably get on there.
Yeah.
I was like, why? Oh, yeah, it's just kind of crazy. I was like, okay. It's like 250, 300 people on there, or one server, whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It was insane. Yeah. Just to give all of you new players a little bit of perspective, and I've kind of talked about this on the forums and blog posts and stuff. I literally was in my pajamas that Wednesday morning at like 6 a.m, and I sent off just a few emails to some independent gaming sites. And literally half an hour after I sent the emails off, you know, I made independentgames.com, then I got featured on Reddit, and we were getting just bombarded by new logins from people right away. So it was a very sudden change that I was not expecting. At all.
Actually, we wouldn't have done it if we knew it was going to be that big. I mean, we would have done it, but we would have waited until we had the login servers.
Yeah, no, we would have. I would have had a bunch of servers on standby. You know, obviously, that's kind of a hard thing to predict. I mean, Nostalgia to me, up until a few weeks, or, you know, February, I guess it is now, it's been about 5 weeks, was a hobby, literally a hobby. Something fun to do in my spare time. I'm not a game developer. I'm not, I wasn't educated as a game developer. I wasn't trained in any way, shape, or form. And so for me and for all of us, it was a hobby. And now it's a game and we're managing it. So I know a lot of you have been very understanding with us as we've made the transition into that role. And it's been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. A lot of work too, but a lot of fun.
Indeed. So what we want to talk about today, first off, is the Black Sanctum update. Which came out this past weekend.
It's too hard, nerf it.
Yeah, it's...
That's all I have to say about this.
All right.
I'm just kidding. It's all right.
Yeah, the thing about major updates that I think most players understand, especially with an independent game like this, a lot of the balance stuff, even with testing before the update, is guesswork. And so essentially for the first week or two, a lot of you guys are just testers for us. And so if stuff is out of whack or too hard or too easy, or, you know, there's some game mechanics like, you know, the daily resets that aren't desirable. I mean, that's all stuff that we're going to change or modify or whatever. We're going to make it better. So our whole existence over the course of the next couple weeks is going to be devoted to that. And so let's try to be a little understanding that, I mean, we understand there's, you know, it's not a perfect thing right away, that it requires tweaks, and we will be tweaking it.
Well said.
So stuff like the Malice fight, which will be in, and then I'm going to make some changes to the way the dailies are handled and reset. The thing that some people don't understand is that the Black Sanctum is an endgame dungeon, but it's not like the end game for the entire game. There's a lot of story content yet to come that is planned. Basically, just picture it like World of Warcraft for a second. I know a lot of you hate World of Warcraft all about it, but picture it like World of Warcraft for a second. How they do it with expansions. You know, they have big story expansions that you buy, which we're not going to sell the story expansions, all of it's free. Like the Burning Crusade. So that expanded the story, it raised the level cap by 10 levels, and then at the end of that, there were, you know, dailies and endgame dungeons and stuff like that. And that didn't mean that the story was over. That didn't mean that the level cap's never going to be raised. It was something for players to do until the next expansion, basically.
Yeah.
When they max out their characters. So that's exactly how nostalgia is going to work. We're going to release a big story content expansion, and it'll come bundled with another in-game dungeon. And you'll sit on that for, you know, a few months, and we'll release another one, and so on and so forth.
I know people really want a level increase, but really gear optimization works just as well.
Yeah, you know, people are super fixated on the level cap increase, and I guess I don't personally understand that, but I guess it's kind of a big deal to a lot of people. I mean, the level cap will increase, but I mean, the point is, at this point, it's working towards better gear, which actually will give you better stats than a level cap increase would. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, there's a side of the game that a lot of you haven't seen, and that's the competitive player versus player side of things. And you'd be surprised by how balanced and competitive it is. That has been one of the main focuses of the game in terms of our development time. And as soon as we get, you know, an automated tournament system in and have the resources to be hosting more frequent official tournaments, a lot of you are going to see that is a really huge part of the game. Whether or not you're on a PvP server or a PvE server, it's a pretty big deal, and it's a lot of fun.
I do love those tournaments. I love them so much.
It's because your guild largely dominates those tournaments, or has in the past.
It's true. I'm going to give a shout-out to all my boys in the Balzacians.
Nice.
What up?
That was a good shout-out.
I gotta keep it simple.
I like that. I like that a lot. Moving on. So what's in store for nostalgia in the future? I'm gonna be posting some sort of list, some sort of priority list, so all of you know what my priorities are. That doesn't mean I'll stick to the list necessarily, but you'll kind of have an idea of what's coming. So that's kind of be one of the first things I do after getting this Black Sanctum update all balanced and whatnot. Also, I have a really big backlog of emails and forum PMs. So if you've sent me a request in the past few weeks and I haven't got back to you or done what you've requested, go ahead and send me another message just to remind me. It's not that I'm trying to ignore you. I just get swamped with a lot. And I need to start sending some of those to Jared, actually, so he can take care of them.
Yeah, if there's any like moderation requests or something, I'm probably the one to take care of it anyway.
Yeah, they'd be PMing Balzac on the forums. Been dealing with a lot of that stuff, but for the game itself, we're moving towards first and foremost improving the way the game plays. Obviously, you know, it can't handle servers of more than 50-60 people online at the same time, and we're going to be working on improving that, expanding that. I mean, I'd love to someday hit at least 200 online at the same time, have it manage that.
And wow.
And part of that is we're going to be working directly with Beyond, which was the system used to create Nostalgia. We're going to be working directly with them to improve a lot of the efficiency stuff on their end as well, to optimize Nostalgia for that. So that's all in the works. That's more long-term stuff. But you should all know that, I mean, the game, we have a lot of long-term plans for Nostalgia, bringing on some more team members to work on the game. And so that is all in the works.
I think the game needs a little more Balzac too, actually.
It needs a little more Balzac. There'll be a lot more Balzac in the storyline, in the story content expansion. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm really excited for all of you to see what comes next in the story. I know what it is. I have it all written, and I'm super excited because it's really cool. If you hadn't noticed, the story is one of the main focuses of Nostalgia. It seems weird to be saying that about an online game, but somehow we made it work, I think. And I'm excited for what comes. So on top of our priority list, we have keyboard-only controls / gamepad controls. They come coupled with hotkeys, being able to assign certain spells to hotkeys both in and out of battle, just to improve, you know, the speed of the interface and all that sort of stuff. So that'll be a huge improvement. No time on that, but that's near the top of our priority list. What do you think about that one, Jared?
I think that sounds like a good idea. I'm sort of sick of using my mouse, especially when I'm playing on a laptop with the touchpad.
Oh, I hate touchpads. Yeah, no, I agree. So we'll definitely be providing that option at some point soon, hopefully. Another big thing is the inventory. A lot of people complaining about the inventory size, but really that is a game mechanic meant to balance stuff like potions, you know, consumables like and stuff like that, like
right.
Herbs and potions. And I think most people understand that. We do want to remove some of the clunkiness, though, of, you know, carrying quest items and losing space in your inventory and crap like that. So we're going to try and separate the inventory into a couple different screens, one for your equipped items, one for stuff like quest items, and then one for everything else. So that'll give you a little extra inventory space, but it'll also free up a lot of inventory space when you're out questing and doing stuff, so that you have more, less of a hassle having to worry about managing your inventory all the time. So that'll be huge.
I'm excited about this change.
As am I.
And I'm sure I run out of room in my inventory quite often.
Everybody does. And really, that particular design was based upon more the Dragon Warrior model than the Final Fantasy model. And Dragon Warrior had a really limited inventory. So
it was brutal but awesome.
It was indeed brutal but awesome. Let's see, what else do we got here? I'm going to make this very brief. The next big thing is, and I have to give Spiff props for foreseeing this one. Spiff is our development team member again, who does a lot of the coding. I want to add AI companions to the game. Not for the whole game. I'm talking about like AI companions that you recruit when you're solo. That would kind of function like Dragon Warrior 4's AI companions. You know, Dragon Warrior 5 and a lot of the other modern games too. I mean, Final Fantasy had them and stuff. Who are controlled by the computer, but they work alongside you. That would be in very specific circumstances, like just for, you know, main storyline bosses, just basically choke points in the game where solo players are getting held up and not being able to continue until they find a party. I still want the focus of the game to be on partying, but I think that it's good to provide people who are who can't find a party with a way to proceed forward. So,
I know I'm very antisocial when I play the game, so I don't want to, you know, have to talk to people in a party.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually, I soloed most of World of Warcraft by myself when I played that, mostly because I hate people, and people on there especially I hate. So, but I think people in Nostalgia are pretty friendly, so it's okay for the time being, but that is on our radar for the future. And
I'm actually pretty impressed by our community. It's a pretty good community.
It is. I'm very impressed by it as well. Apart from that whole drama that happened back during like the PvP, PvE server switch, which, you know, it had to happen. I couldn't do anything. You know, I only had a certain number of options, and I went with my best option. But apart from that, it's been, you know, very, very good community, very mature group of players. I think it's because they're all older, and a lot of them are older. So, yeah, that's probably going to do it for this podcast. Like I said, this is a kind of a no-frills episode. We're kind of just getting things started here. We'll let you know on the forum when we're taking questions to be answered on the next podcast. And if you guys want to appoint some sort of community member as a special representative to be asking questions, we could even have a guest on next time or some point in the future. That'd be cool. And maybe we'll convince Spiff to come on, or Cable Monkey.
I do love Cable Monkey.
Cable Monkey would be awesome. Cable Monkey has an awesome accent. For those of you who don't know, Cable Monkey was our devoted server host for many, many years for our other games and for the past year for Nostalgia. And he's a big part of the reason why Nostalgia has happened. And he's continuing to be kind of our server overseer and technical guru. So, or maybe Macau. Macau has kind of become a pseudo Silk Game staff member. Macau would make a good guest on the podcast. So,
sure, let's do it.
All right, well, let's stop talking.
Let's have Maul on at the same time.
Yeah, it's all
everyone talking at once.
It's five people. It'd be great. Well, thanks for listening to this podcast. I'd love to know what you think of it. Honest criticism and feedback is welcome. And suggestions for what we should do next time would be great. So thanks for playing the game, everyone. Thanks for being understanding as we continue to cope with this unexpected surge of players. And I'll see you all in the game.
Bye, everybody. I love you. Girls only.